And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going to over to our friends on Free FM 89.0 coming out of Kirikiriro, going throughout the Tron. And today on the show, we're going to be talking to Peter from the Prostate Foundation about a thing that's going on in Whangarei here tomorrow. And also, we're going to be having a chat to Liz Stanaway a bit after that about the Seeds to Seedlings Simple Tips for Success workshop she is hosting this Sunday. So, going to be a busy show, folks, but we'll get there and chuck in some weather and other things when we get there. So, start the show anyway with this one by David Kugel called Today Is Going to Be Mine. There was David Kugel there with Today Is Going to Be Mine off a Feather in the Engine album. And we're going to do some public service announcements now on the Over the Fence show. And as always, on a Wednesday, Koha Kai is happening right now till about 2 o'clock up at the community house. And today it is pumpkin soup with some of Zaza's lovely Rawina bread up there today. And also the Aroha Sea Stand is sitting just outside on the entranceway to the town hall, as usually is, put out there by the good people at the Whangarei Environment Centre. And also on the 2nd of October at the Sunset Motel, you can donate blood in here in Whangarei from 9 till 1 o'clock. So it's a thing coming up in a few weeks. Bit of a heads up for that one. And on the 9th of October, there's a Staying Safe event at the, again, at the Sunset Motel, put on by Age Concern from 9:45 till 2 o'clock. as well. And also, there's a home visits that Age Concern do as well. So get in touch with Age Concern about that. We'll put some information up here in the studio or something about something like that. I will tell you this one. We will be talking to Liz about this later. Seeds to a Seedling, Simple Tips of Success at Extreme from 1:50 to 4 o'clock this Sunday. That's happening. And again, we're going to be talking to, pretty shortly, Peter from the Prostate Foundation about a thing happening up the Community House tomorrow, the fundraiser, which is going to be a barbecue and a bit of a catch-up with the Prostate Foundation at the Community House. And that's all I can kind of think of for now, folks. So we're going to come back after this. What is it now? Yeah, well, not quite with our guest, but pretty soon. But anyway, here's Lou Reed and His Chest.
If I could be anything in the world that flew, I would be a bat and come swooping after you. And if the last time you were here things were a bit askew, well, you know what happens after dark. When rattlesnakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark, oh, all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you. Are all the mountains bolder after you? If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite and be tied to the end of your string and flying in the air, babe, at night. 'Cause you know what they say about honey bears. When you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear. And all the bells are rolling out for you, and stones are all erupting out for you, and all the cheap blood suckers are flying after you. Yesterday, Daisy, May, and Biff were grooving on the street, and just like in a movie, her hands became her feet. Her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is what happened to her nose. Ooh, it grew until it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. And curtains laced with diamonds, dear, for you. And all the Roman noblemen for you. And kingdoms, Christian soldiers, dear, for you. And melting ice-capped mountaintops for you. Silver robes for you, and bats that will the kiss turn prince for you. Swoop, swoop, oh baby, rock, rock. Swoop, swoop. Rock, rock. Swoop, swoop.
And that was Lou Reed with Andy's Chest. And now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And the wintry blast we're experiencing. Yeah, man, it was a very strange day yesterday, wasn't it? Rain, hail, shine, and plenty of wind all at once. But that's coming to an end. And in true spring style, it's going to be windier, warmer, and the westerlies will return soon. But anyway, for the next week, we've got some rain, wet weather today, almost entirely along the western side of Aotearoa, with a few showers possible. There's been a couple here in Whangarei, but not much. I'd imagine there'll be quite a bit of washing hung around the town at the moment. And Southland is also going to get wet, and a few of the showers may be heavy. And they will be less intense than they have been in the last couple of days. And eastern areas are dry or becoming dry. and the wind, yeah, still pretty windy, but not as intense as yesterday. Once more, it's sort of buttoned off a bit, but Auckland and Northland and Coromandel, west to southwest winds may still be a little bit brisk and explode places, with marine gales existing but also easing. And a west to northwest change is going to arrive in the lower South Island. And in the south of the country, there's going to be a bit of that change which we've been talking about. It's going to raise the temperatures down there, and after a possibly frosty and cold start down there today, temperatures should be a few to several degrees higher than they were yesterday for much of the South Island, with the North Island a few degrees warmer than it was yesterday as well. So around here in the Waikato, what can we expect for the next week or so? We're expecting a high of 14 today. 16 tomorrow, then 15 Friday, then between 16 and 18 for the week after that. Nighttime temperatures 12, and then 13 tomorrow, then 12, then 8, then pretty solidly 11 for the rest of the week after that. Cloudy with some fine spells today. Expecting showers tomorrow. What are we looking at? About 12 mils or so, they're saying, next couple of days pretty much for Thursday or Friday. Sunny day Saturday, and then a few showers Sunday and into early next week, basically. So, and the winds today are west-south-westers. Tomorrow they'll be westerlies, then nor-westerlies, then west-south-westerlies Saturday, then northerlies Sunday, nor-nor-westerlies, south-south-westerlies, south-westerlies, things like that. So pretty much out of that kind of quarter, I should say. Humidity day is 75%. Or 62%, depending where you look. And the sun rose this morning at 17 past 6 and will set at 14 past 6 this evening. And the length of visible light is 12 hours and 48 minutes. And the actual day length is 11 hours and 56 minutes. Yes, folks, that's because the equinox is coming up very shortly. So it'll be 12 hours, of course, so that means. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 24 seconds longer than it is today, and the beautiful moon, yeah, I've seen the last couple of nights, will rise at 19 past 6 this evening and set at 6:14 in the morning, and it is a waning gibbous, 99% illuminated, because it is a full moon, of course, tonight. So that is, and king tides, Aaron. Aaron says tonight, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What time are they? Remember, Aaron. Before midnight, there's going to be some king tides, Aaron says. That'll be something to do with the full moon, probably. So there's a bit of weather for you. And we're going to come back after this one with our guest for today. This song is going to be Jimi Hendrix, Drifting.
Home.
Anyway, folks, that was Jimi Hendrix there with his song Drifting, and I was just being informed that he actually died this year, or this particular day, back in 1970. But anyway, we are joined on the phone now by Peter from the Prostate Foundation. Arthur and Peter.
Yes, hello.
How'd you be?
Not too bad, thank you.
Excellent. And we have got you on because tomorrow at the Raglan Community House, we are having, there's going to be a fundraising event happening up there for Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is this month. So how long has Prostate Cancer Awareness Month been a thing, Peter?
Oh, it's been a thing for a number of years now. It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month in New Zealand and Australia and the US, and I'm not sure about the UK, but it might be as well. And at the Prostate Cancer Foundation, we run a campaign to market called Blue September. Mm-hmm. Blue's our colour. Blue's the colour of the ribbon that signifies prostate cancer that you'll see people wearing about the place. Mm-hmm. And really, it's what we're trying to do is a couple of things. We're trying to raise funds to provide support services to those affected by prostate cancer. And we think that there are around 40 men living with a prostate cancer diagnosis.
How many men, sorry?
42,000.
42,000 men in New Zealand.
And also to raise awareness of the condition itself and what you can do to protect yourself.
Okay, well,
when it comes to prostate cancer.
And okay, well, why don't you tell us a few of those things, Peter?
Okay, prostate cancer. You become at a higher risk of prostate cancer when you hit 50. So the guidance is that when you reach the age of 50, that you should have a conversation with your GP about prostate cancer and get a PSA blood test, which is like a canary in the coal mine. It's an indicator of whether how at risk you are of having prostate cancer at that particular point in time. Mm-hmm. It's like a mammogram. About one in eight men will be diagnosed in their lifetime, but men who have a family history are more than two to three times more likely to be diagnosed in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so those men should be talking to their GPs around the age of 40, a bit younger. So if you know that prostate cancer is in your family. We also know that there's a genetic component, as well as the family history being involved. We also know there's a genetic component. The same gene that is indicated in breast cancer is indicated in prostate cancer. So if you have a strong history of breast cancer in your family, you might want to get tested a little bit earlier as well. And, of course, you get the best results from treatment if you discover the cancer before it causes any symptoms. Mm. So prostate cancer is present for quite a while before it causes symptoms. Mm. You really want to catch it then. If you do catch prostate cancer in its early stage, it's really treatable, and curative treatment is definitely possible.
Okay. And it's prostate cancer, isn't it, that where if you eat a lot of red meat, is that right, or is that a bit of a fallacy, that one?
Yeah, there's nothing we can point to as being a real causative agent for prostate cancer. Of course, you're at higher risk if you do all of those things that they ask you to do in moderation. So if you're doing too much drinking, too much eating, et cetera, not too much sitting and not enough exercise, then definitely you are at higher risk of prostate cancer. But then you're probably at higher risk of everything if you're not doing all of those things.
But there's
nothing we can point to that we can say, look, if you do it, like with lung cancer and smoking, there's nothing like that we can point to say, don't do that. There are some people, I mean, there is some research out there that indicates that if you work with a lot of industrial chemicals, or if you're a firefighter working with foams, with chemicals in them, or with agricultural chemicals, you might be at higher risk. So those people might want to look at, and they should be looking after their own health more proactively anyway, given the risk they're at. But you may want to be a little bit more vigilant if you're working in those kinds of industries.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, there's a one in eight men, that's a lot of men.
Yeah, 4,000 men. At the moment, 4,000 men are diagnosed every year, and unfortunately 700 die. It's the second leading cause of cancer death in New Zealand men, behind lung cancer, but in front of bowel cancer. So more men die of prostate cancer every year than die of bowel cancer.
Oh, wow.
What we really want to see these numbers to change, and the way that we think that we can make a difference, is if New Zealand had a screening program, just like we do with breast cancer, We don't have a screening program at the moment.
Huh.
If we had a screening program, we believe that the research overseas indicates that a screening program could cut prostate cancer-specific deaths by up to half. So we could go down from 700 to 350. So we're campaigning really hard for the government to do that.
Right on. And good luck with that, too. I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer, really. But
Thank you.
Yeah. And so anyway, out here tomorrow in Whangarei, there is going to be sausages on the barbie called Help a Mate Through.
That's it. If you could, it's doing something blue to help a mate through. We have a really broad portfolio of support services. It includes free counselling, in-person support groups. We have a nationwide network of exercise classes.
Mm-hmm.
We provide welfare grants. And these are all things that men and their families who are affected by prostate cancer rely on every day. And at the event tomorrow, that's where the funds that are raised there are going to go to. So really encourage everybody to turn up. And thank you to everybody that's putting that event on. It sounds like it's going to be a cracker.
Yeah, fantastic. So to find out more information about Do Something Blue to Help a Mate Through, you go to blueseptember.org.nz. Is that right, Peter?
Yeah. And there's one other thing that people can do if they just want to get out their phones now. If they text the word blue to 2449, will generate an instant $3 donation to the Prostate Cancer Foundation, which will help us deliver all of those services. So texting blue to 2449 is a good idea too.
Blue to 2449, that's $3 donation. That's a good easy way for folks to do something, Peter. And so that's tomorrow between outside the community house here from midday tomorrow. And thanks very much to the Raglan Top Cut Butchery who are helping out with that one for the barbecue fundraiser. And thanks to you, Peter, and to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for raising this with the population. And hopefully, the screening goes ahead. I mean, it sounds, just a good idea, right?
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for covering the issue. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Anything else you want to add, Peter?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. Just to hope everybody, hope the weather holds out and that everybody has a great time tomorrow. Sounds like it's going to be a really good one.
Fantastic. All right, so you can either text blue to 2449 or go check out blueseptember.org.nz to get check out what the Prostate Foundation is doing. All right, thanks very much, Peter. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, then.
All right.
You too.
See you, mate.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So, here we are, folks. That was Peter from the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Right, now I'm going to play for you Weezer. My name is Jonas, live in Japan. All right, that was Weezer there, live in Japan with their song, My Name is Jonas. Now I'm going to play for you Darcy Clay's song called It Was Easy Live. We're going to come back after that with our guest, second guest for the day, Liz Stanway.
Well, this next song's called It Was Easy, and it's easy.
There we are. That was Darcy Clay there live with the song It Was Easy. And station manager Aaron Moore said, Santa Tinny. Do you agree with them, folks? Send your feedback to that one too, 8250268, the station phone. Between 8 and 10 in the mornings, Monday to Friday. Let Aaron know what you think about that one. But anyway, we just heard from our guest, and she just had a customer roll up to buy some compost. So she's going to be joining us in about another 10 minutes or so. So, being the day that today, the day that Jimi Hendrix died in 1970, I'm going to play another one. It's called Third Stone from the Sun.
Mm-hmm. serious note, which the sequels we'll be right back.
That was a Third Stone from the Sun by Jimi Hendrix here. We're going to do some Gardening's News time now, being September, yes. And we're talking to Liz about the workshops you're doing from seed to seedling, some tips and tricks probably after this. And what you can do, though, this month here in temperate regions of Aotearoa is you can sow the seeds of your amaranth and artichokes, plant your crowns, your asparagus. So the seeds for your asparagus peas, start your basil undercover. Sow the seeds for your climbing and dwarf beans, sow the sand, the beetroot. Start your broccoli undercover, sow your seeds for your burdock. Start your cabbage undercover, sow your seeds for your Cape gooseberry. Undercover for your capsicums and cardoon. You can plant your seeds for your carrots and undercover for your celeriac and celery. Sow the seeds for your chicory. Chili peppers you can start undercover. Sow the seeds for all these things, chives, coriander, corn salad, cucumber, daikon, dill, endive, fennel, and kohlrabi. You can plant the tubers for Jerusalem artichokes and start your eggplants undercover. And you can start all these things undercover as well, the leeks, your lettuce, your luffa, your marrow, your mint, so the seeds for your mustard greens, New Zealand spinach, you can start that undercover, onions you can plant out, and sow the seeds for oregano, parsley, parsnip, peas, potatoes, pumpkins, radish, and rocket. And you can start your rock melon undercover, sow your seeds for your sage and salsify. You can start your savory or winter savory undercover, sow the seeds for your shallots. Plant out your silver beets, sow the seeds for your snow peas and spring onions. Start your squash undercover, plant out your strawberry plants, sow the seeds for your sunflowers and your sweet corn. Start your tamarillos and tomatoes undercover and your turnips. Sow the seeds and your watermelon and zucchinis you can start undercover as well. So yes, you can tell it's September arrived, folks. And I'm going to run through another list now, and there will be some double ups, but there also won't be. This list is Alicia apples, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicum, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisy, dianthus, eggplant, feed jars, forget-me-nots, fuchsias, gerberas, gladiolus, impatient scale, lavender leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesculine, oranges, pansy viola, parsley, pasta, peas, pears, petunia, poppy, potatoes, pumpkin, squash, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, strawberry, sweet pea, sweet corn, and tomatoes. So there we are, folks. Plenty, plenty. Keep going in the garden. And now I'm going to play a toy love song called Squeeze, and we'll come back hopefully with our guest after this one.
You are anything you do, so I
Right, folks, that was Toy Love there with their song Squeeze. And now I'm going to play for you Bressa Creaking Cake, an early version of their song Rocky Mountain, and we'll come back maybe with our guest after this.
Just everybody, everybody. Is there a train to the Rocky Mountain? Is there a place where we can dance? I want a tent to sell some buttons. I want the sound man to make it sound so loud. I'm gonna cut my nails before I go. I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared. Cut my nails before I go. I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared. Oh, oh. Is there some lights to shine on the man? Will we bathe in the tranquil river? Or stage dive in our swan dries? I'm gonna cut my nails before I go. I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared. Cut my nails before I go. I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared. Oh.
Now we are joined by a slightly distracted Liz Stanway, our second thing for the day, our guest for the day. How are you going, Liz?
Good, thanks, Craig.
And you're busy up there at the Extreme Zero Waste today.
Yeah, we're making a batch of garden mix, or bagging a batch of garden mix.
Yep,
to keep everyone gardening.
Yes.
Getting those gardens in.
A lot of people coming through to buy said garden mix and other delicious compost you have up there.
Yeah, it's going really well. And we've been able to increase the bagging capacity by having this. We've got a hopper, which means that we can fill bags more quickly. And the old method was pretty slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting. Exciting development.
Yes, and then we've got that sales stand on the yard, which is much better than, you know, the old sales stand was tiny.
Mm.
We couldn't put much on it.
Mm.
Mm. So that we repurposed the old truck back, you know, the back of the truck, and turned it into our new compost stand, which is really good.
Ah, nice, yes. And you can still move the truck around in that?
Well, no, they took the cab off,
yeah,
and sold that, and then it's just the slapjack, you know, the back, the curtain side with the curtain on it and everything, so that's perfect for opening and closing.
Nice.
So it's kind of like a little shop store, really.
Well, very nice.
Yeah, no, it's easy, you know, we just, when it's open time, we open up the curtain side and have all the stock and pallets.
Oh, nice. And this is up. Extreme Zero Waste, of course, folks, if you're not at the organics yard up there where Liz is, makes the compost and does other things up there. And
With my team.
The team up there, not all by yourself.
No.
And, but up there this Sunday, isn't it, Liz, is you're going to be running a workshop called Seeds to Seedlings, Simple Tips for Success. And that goes from 1:50, very specific, to 4 o'clock this Sunday.
Yeah.
So tell us about that, Liz.
It's just to, the 150 starts just to get everyone packed.
Right. Okay.
While, and then we'll kick off at 2, hopefully.
All right.
But yeah, drop in, if you come up, if you're coming to the sweet shop, just come into the organic yard. Mm-hmm. And we'll figure out how many people, where people's cars need to go.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll do that first before we start. So, yeah, of course, I would appreciate if people can get there on time.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can get that side of things sorted, yeah, because we don't have lots of parking up at the organic yard.
All right. So get there at 1:50 or before, folks, if you're going up there this Sunday.
I'll be here from 1:30 onward. Well, probably before that, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're going to be learning about seed raising mix. Discover what it is and how to make your own, Liz.
Yeah, we thought we'd do a little sharing of how you can make your own seed raising mix.
Mm.
The pros and cons, like it's, you know, to save some money, because seed raising mix is quite expensive.
Sure is.
And then, I don't know, it's always fun to hear what other people have experienced as well. So, but we can have a look at a few options. We'll have some raw materials to have a look at, the things you could put into a seed raising mix. And I've got a very primitive sieve type, you know, and some bins, and we can have a little bit of hands-on mixing up.
Oh, yes.
And then we'll look at containers for growing seeds as well, like different containers for different types of seeds and kind of timing, choosing your methods to suit your growing plan, what you're going to do in your garden, because there are a few things you can do to kind of reduce the workload in the choice of your containers.
Mm.
So we'll be looking at containers, looking at seed mix, have a little bit of a chat about different kinds of seeds and what they need, for germination, like a little bit about, when do you put this in and when do you put that in.
Yeah.
How long does it take between putting seed in and being ready to plant out so that people can start to, plan the garden for the summer, depending on what they want to grow.
Okay. Yeah. Valuable lessons.
Yeah, because, seed's expensive, so it's becoming expensive unless you get your own seed, or if you're onto it, you go down to WEC and get some of those seeds out of the seed stand.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Here in the town hall. Yeah.
But they are precious. The veggie seeds are precious, so it's good to plant them as well as you can. Give them the best start. You put the energy in at the beginning. So you want to, you want to have success, don't you?
Yes. Preferably,
And to be honest, the start that you give them makes a big difference to how they grow in the garden. So it's a bit like any young thing, like kids. You start them off well and they'll do well. But, if you don't treat them well when they're babies, then, they might not thrive. So it's a good thing to have, and I think there's a lot of collective knowledge in the community, so hopefully people will be sharing their experiences. I can share mine.
yes
what I've learned along the way
of
gardening a long time. Yeah.
And you've also got pricking out and transplanting. Master the technique to ensure your seedlings thrive. It's another part of that, making them thrive, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, so that thing of, do you need to prick them out? Can you plant them so you don't have to? Because that's a lot of energy. And you can lose some on the way. Some of them might die.
Yeah.
So can actually, that whole thing of us looking at the containers.
Yes.
At the beginning.
I guess you're talking about deeper sort of ones like, ice cream containers or something like that, as opposed to those small little ones or whatever.
Yeah. So some seeds do can be treated like that, and others definitely need to be picked out.
Okay.
Some would prefer not to be have their roots disturbed, so we can have a little bit of a look at that and talk about those ones. Yeah. And then I think everyone gets to, I think Tanya's going to bring some seeds along.
Okay.
And she's got some seedlings that we can have a little practice on our picking out.
Very nice.
Techniques. Yeah. And people can take home a little container of seeds, you know, in the soil that they've made, in the seed mix.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a couple of hours. So it's just a little seasonal leg up.
Yeah, right on.
into the growing season, because I guess some people still buy their seedlings from the store, you know, but would like to have a go at growing their own. So
again, way cheaper.
Way cheaper,
and great actually, school to have too.
Yeah, you will get good results. You can get good results, and if you seedlings started in their own environment with a little bit of, you know, if you make a good homemade seed mix, you're actually giving them the local goods right from the beginning. So, you know, in terms of the microbiology, that's a head start. They don't have to adapt from being grown somewhere else in a glass house to being in your garden.
Yeah.
So it can be really helpful. You can have really good results with, but you know, some things are really fiddly, and you might not want to do, you know, you might go, oh, I'll leave that to the experts. And other things are super easy. Some things are better planted straight into the garden, and when can you do that, you know, that kind of thing. So we can have a little bit of a chat about what things need to be nurtured in trays and,
Well, that sounds super exciting. So that's happening this Sunday, folks. Get there about 1:30, but no later than 1:50, and that goes for a couple of hours. So they want to get underway at 2 o'clock this Sunday.
Yeah, because 2 hours is quite...
Yeah,
it's a lot. Yeah, it goes really fast, actually.
Yeah, it really does, and you're going to pack in a lot there too, by the sounds of it.
I think there'll be, you know, that could be lots of discussion, so it's good to... I think we should get cracking. Just a quick... It's not a kid-friendly event.
Yes.
So please don't bring your kids. We've got too much equipment here, and we're open to the public, and there'll be vehicles moving around, so it's not particularly, it'll be a big distraction and potentially dangerous if we have children on site. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so no kids, but... She put an email out about it, I think.
We just thought of that.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, actually, realised that could be not such a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, there we are, folks. That's going to be from 2 to 4 this Sunday up at the Organics Yard at Extreme Zero Waste. But get there about 1:30, from 1:30 on, and it's going to be a good day.
Get everyone settled in.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Liz.
Right.
And
thanks, Craig.
Have a great day, and we'll see you on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hope we get a few people. That would be great.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Liz.
Go get there.
Bye. And with that, folks, that's the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Peter from the Prostate Foundation. Don't forget about that one tomorrow outside the community house. And don't forget about that one. We're just talking to Liz. Thanks to Liz. From 2 to 4 Sunday, we get there a bit earlier up at Extreme. Have a great week out there, folks. We'll be back again next week. Go get there.